It's that whole thing where, yeah, everything could be different. And you know, I think about some of the hardships and the afflictions and things that happen in one's life, and really, we don't think of it that way. We never are grateful for those things, but those can be the paths to a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the Game Day Everyday Podcast with Coach Bud Bouton. When you make every day a game day, you live a life that matters. Here's Coach Bud.
Hello there, and welcome to another edition of Game Day Everyday, leading a life that matters. My name is Bud Bouton, and once again, we're here to explore how each of us can make the most of our time, talents, and treasures in order to lead a life that matters in God's world. And today, I'm going to take you on a little trip, and I'm going to share with you a learning experience I had. Wasn't the most pleasant one I've ever had, but whenever we have opportunities to learn, that's great, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. But first, since we're right at the end of September, I want to dedicate this podcast to someone very special. I have a dear friend named Roger Campbell, who now lives in Crawford, Nebraska. Roger had been the head football coach at Earlham College in Richmond, Indiana, back in the 1970s. I coached with Roger, and he had a lovely, beautiful life partner in his wife, Sharon. And Sharon recently passed away. They had a beautiful celebration of life honoring her on September 11th, I believe. But I certainly wanted to acknowledge Sharon and Roger on this podcast, because I'm actually going to go to some content that was made available to me by Sharon Campbell. So rest in peace, Sharon. We certainly loved you. And anyways, dedicating this podcast to Sharon and also her husband, Roger. So, what's this trip I'm talking about? Well, you know me, I'm always looking to make every day game day, and boy, I was doing it last week, because I went back to my hometown, Buffalo, New York. Actually grew up in a suburb of Buffalo, Kenmore, New York. Was back there for a Hall of Fame banquet, a couple of my friends being inducted into the high school that we went to, their Hall of Fame. I'm fortunate to have already been inducted, so I wanted to be there with them and had a great time. And of course, that provides me with the wonderful opportunity to spend 8 hours in the car with my wife. And I'm in a second marriage. I'm actually married to my elementary school sweetheart. So Cindy and I, when we go back to Buffalo, I mean, that's both of us are going home. And we just had an interesting trip going back, but it was the trip following the weekend coming back to Indianapolis where it got really interesting. Because when I go to Buffalo, I have so many sights, sounds, friends, places that are just special to me. They speak to my heart. I think about experiences I had. I mean, even when we got there, the first restaurant we went and sat in and had lunch, I said, my gosh, my mom died in 1991, but I remembering having lunch with her sitting in this exact same booth. So I tend to get caught up in the past when I go back to Buffalo. And this is where it got interesting driving back to Indianapolis, because I kind of got on the track that new TV show, I think it's called Ordinary Joe, where a guy asks the question, what if this had happened? And he ends up, I think the show tracks him leading 3 different lives. And you know what? We're driving, and what do? I said, geez, what? You know, I've always wondered, what if I had taken that job when I first got out of college instead of moving to Cleveland, Ohio, from Ashland, Ohio, where I was finishing up school? What if I'd come back to Buffalo? I mean, I have all those friends there and all those familiar surroundings. And boy, did that light the fuse with my wife. She jumped on me and she said, you're always doing that. You're always looking back. You're always doing this what if thing. And I thought, well, yeah, but I mean, it's kind of interesting to think about. What if I had come back? She said, did it ever dawn on you that if you did, how different everything else would be? I mean, you can't just say you would go back and everything would be exactly the same today. For example, and she pointed out to me, we might not be together as husband and wife if you had gone back to Buffalo. And all of a sudden, all of Cindy's wisdom started to make sense to me. And I said, you know what? I kind of get it. And ever since then, I mean, I got an email from one of my dear friends who included some scripture from Proverbs chapter 31:10 says, an excellent wife who can find, for her worth is far above jewels. And let me tell you, my wife for me is worth far above jewels. I mean, she is the greatest blessing in my life. She takes such good care of me. The same friend who sent me that scripture from Proverbs also talked about where he was with some friends recently, and they said they moved from their home into an apartment building, and then from the apartment building they move into assisted living. And I liked his response. He said, I've been married for 45 years and my wife has been assisting me. It's that whole thing where, yeah, everything could be different. And, you know, I think about some of the hardships and the afflictions and things that happen in one's life. And really, we don't think of it that way. We never are grateful for those things. But those can be the paths to a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. And when we turn to God, And we allow those adverse situations and so forth to take us to a deeper place of intimacy with maybe personal relationships, but more importantly, for a relationship with God. I mean, that's when you know God is building bridges in your life. And here I was playing this what-if game all the way back. But then I came home and I happened to look in a book called A Pastor's Message. And it's by Sharon Campbell, who I had dedicated this podcast to. And this is a book that she shared a number of sermons from her father. Her father was Reverend Dr. Harold Willard Kayser. He was born in Ohio, and he pastored several Presbyterian churches in both Ohio and Michigan. He was a Presbyterian pastor for 60 years, and I'm sure a wonderful man. But when I came home, would you believe one of the sermons, the title of it is What If? So I thought, aha, I've got it. I'm going to read this sermon. And now I'm going to be able to go to my wife and say why it's okay for me to always play these what-if games that I play. And then I started to read the sermon. And he asks some very poignant questions. For example, what if we all decided to live meaningfully one day at a time? Not to tackle all of life's problems at once, but to make today a thing of beauty and joy. Or how about this one? What if each of us did a good turn for someone else each day of our life? A pure and unadulterated act of kindness without any thought of recognition or reward, just doing a good turn for someone else. And then, what if each of us lived this week as though it were the last week of our life? How many noble and glorious things would be accomplished? You see, the difference is, when Sharon's dad asked those questions, each one beginning with, what if, he was talking about our future. He was talking about what's ahead of us, not the past, not what's behind us. And here I had foolishly always asked that question, looking backwards, looking at the past. What if? What if this had happened? What if that? Well, first of all, that's a waste of time because it didn't happen and it's not going to happen now because that's the past. You can't change the past. But when we ask the what if questions about our future, about tomorrow, about today, when we wake up in the morning and our feet hit the floor, and as I've shared with you before, this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. When we begin each day with that, then we can say, what if I choose to do this today? I can shape the day for myself. I can maybe shape it for someone else. I can make somebody else's life better. And when we do that, when we truly look forward, asking those kind of what-if questions, that's when we know Jesus is working in our life. That's when we know He wants us to go forward, loving God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. What if? What if? You know, I was on a staff meeting this week at Shine FM. And in that meeting, we watched a podcast, and the person leading the podcast shared with everyone the motto for Amazon. They have a company motto, like a lot of companies have a motto or a vision statement, a mission statement, something that reminds them. But their motto is this: it remains day one. It remains day one. How neat is that? I mean, that says anything we did yesterday is done. It's day one all over again. Let's innovate today. Let's make a difference today. Let's figure out how we move forward today. It remains day one. And you know what? God bless my wife for jumping all over me, for looking backwards and having those stupid questions that I ask about what if, what if, what if, all in the past. But maybe each of us going forward can ask these what if questions and do so going back to what Sharon's dad said in his sermon. What if we all decided to live meaningfully one day at a time? What if each of us did a good turn for someone else each day of our life? And the one that I really love, what if each of us lived this week as though it were the last week of our life? How many noble and glorious things would be accomplished? Well, I know from now on when I say what if, how I'm going to think about it. And I'm going to look forward, and I'm going to be positive, and hopefully I'm going to have better 8-hour car rides with my wife because of it. But you know what? That's the message I wanted to share. I'm grateful today, so thankful for Sharon Campbell and her husband Roger, and also for Sharon's dad for being so filled with wisdom and the God's Word. You know, I'm reminded whenever I do these podcasts that in order to make every day a game day, all we have to do is bring the living presence of Jesus Christ into our daily lives. And you know, when we make the conscious choice to do that, that's when you know you are leading a life that matters. I'm going to add to that today. When you ask the question, what if, thinking of how you're going to spend today or tomorrow to make this world, God's world, a better place, then you know you are leading a life that matters. So until next time, this is Bud Bowden. Have a great week, and thanks for joining me on Everyday Game Day, leading a life that matters.
Thanks for listening to Game Day Every Day with Coach Bud Bowden. Connect for more at budbowden.com. Be sure to subscribe to the Shine.fm podcast channel for new episodes.